Okay. Well, this is just a, a business. Recording. I think the best investments are writing and marketing what's written. I need to go back over Escape, clean it up a little bit more. I need to put the Mariner's log on the front cover, maybe with a bit of a flowing gown woman. That's a little, I don't know, let's ponder that one for the cover. And the whole idea of marketing this stuff is just kind of, they say that Facebook marketing is the best. Or Facebook and Instagram. I've never used Instagram, so I don't know. That's more pictures, I guess. And put ads there to give them something, some action to do. Click on something. Go to Amazon and buy it. Oh, I don't know. Anyway. Go down a little bit. I'm going 70. This morning it's easy to go 70. Regardless, we have to be like, I gotta remember. I have my plates. I do. Okay, so I should be fine. I'm gonna get my car finally registered today. Get its new title with my name on it. Hopefully clean up all the rest of this junk. Gonna do it in Clovis after things kind of get pulled together. 1:40 is my appointment, so I think I might work diligently on making sure everything is ready today for pre-temp work. Anyway, so that's pretty much going to be the morning to make sure that most of this stuff is worked out. So the 3/10 is ready to do what it's going to try to do today. And then once that's kind of settled down, we go for the more generalized stuff that is having larger issues. Up to little calves. But yeah, like I say, I was just thinking this morning that making products and selling them at scale. See, books are wonderful because given the new realities of on-demand publishing and what do you call those story things? In e-readers, we could do something once and sell it millions and millions of times. And that this is better investment than throwing money. You know, it never hurts to have, it's called diversification. And this is diversification beyond what a lot of people talk about. I just need to market better. Or market any. I haven't marketed at all. And, make things work. While I have a good stream of money coming in, I need to spend some of it doing this marketing, especially here at the beginning when you're like, I have a tendency to be stingy. In gardening, I'm real stingy. I tend to be stingy with water. And so, therefore, I can't grow corn. The few times that we've had some corn come up, I don't water it enough. And so, it never really produces anything interesting. Same thing, I think, is true for things like grapes. We've got a couple of grape plants in the backyard. My mom put them in years ago. And it never, you get leaves on it, but it never produces any kind of stuff because I just don't choose to water it enough. Oh, what you have to do out here on the prairie of eastern New Mexico, because this used to be nothing until they did good well drilling, deep well drilling, and used a lot of the water. Now we've got the problem of, they say the water's going down. So well drilling isn't the great answer. But that's my problem, is I'm very stingy. I guess to a large extent I need to treat it like I do our health share. And at first I was marketing it as some kind of weird anti-feminist or something book. But I think I need to market it more for practicalities or for God's interventions. That's an important part of this book, is that God intervenes. Only comes up a few times in the book, but at crucial moments, which is the whole point. You have the story anyway. Regardless, what am I trying to say here? So yeah, we need to do marketing more along the lines of something else. And it's interesting because as I read God Send and as I read Escape, it's starting to inform what comes up in the middle. Maybe Davor's motivation going forward is in some way to redeem his son. We have at the beginning of the book, Godsend has has a larger, well, Wesleyan runs away. Maybe we can make that a feature in the other book, instead of them going along and doing this and doing that. We have Wesleyan. When we finally catch up with him in prophecy, he's already something of a figure in, I forget what we call the Commoners Council. But it's definitely something to consider, something to ponder. So yeah, we keep making little changes to various aspects of prophecy to make it gel a little bit better with Godsend, which was the first book of Navigieri. Although I still like the whole fact that the book is basically divided up into sections, and each section is an element of the Mariner's Log. Oh, I like that the whole thing is called a rumination. Because that's what it is for me. Something that I've chewed over the cud for an awfully long time. I'm mulling over. Mullacinda is an interesting little pull on that. Anyway, so we know how that all goes, how that ends up feeling. So yeah, marketing. I can't say I've done extensive research on it, but it seems like people say you can use Amazon's own advertising for this, but to be honest, it doesn't get a lot of good returns. It's kind of flat. Everybody says that Facebook and Instagram are among the best for doing this. It gets the best return, works the best. So I'm going to have to ponder that a bit. Oh. Go ahead and embrace what you're doing. You know, I made a point in these books not to bury what I'm trying to accomplish, you know, like some hidden gem. It's right out there in front of you, and I point at it a lot. And I point the reader at it a lot. I said, hey, hello, reader, yeah, look at this. Do you see what's happening here? Which makes it a very interesting book, and I want to keep it interesting. I know it bothers Lisa, because Lisa likes to read more traditional novels. That, and this isn't one of those. So I put on the cover a Navigieri novel, and I need to change that, because, like I said, it's more of a rumination. Although we put it inside a very interesting world that I don't think has ever been explored, because it's kind of a fantasy. It's like using this interesting place to frame the teaching of some principles, I guess. Anyway, so a little bit of information on how to sell on Facebook. The really interesting thing is the guy basically says, hey man, it's going to sell. Because things just sell when you advertise them on Facebook. It's like, oh, okay. Now you're going to have to throw some money at it, and then it starts growing some legs, I guess. I'm guessing I'm going to have to do it myself because everybody else will say, why don't you just give it to a publisher? See if they'll publish it for you. Why, you know, why go through the craft of self-publishing? It's because it's not a self-publishing book. And that's also why the Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing marketing won't work good, because it's all about keywords. And I think Navigiri, to a large extent, violates those norms. Anybody who's looking for a novel like Lisa would be very upset. Because they go, this isn't a novel. This thing's trying to push something on me. And so if I'm going to be pushy, I might as well just be upfront about the pushy. So I had done, you know. Sometimes God wants you to break some rules. I think it's really kind of compelling, because I think it kind of reaches out to the troublemakers. I don't know, people who are kind of into stuff like that, and you go, you know. You understand that God, He's the God of those people too. And He will sprinkle them in and use them in various places where He needs people to violate social norms. This isn't so much about breaking commandments, but certainly about breaking social norms. And things like that. So I think that's got some possibilities. Isn't that what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden? They broke rules. And that's what kicked this whole thing off. And you needed somebody. You know, I don't know if we want to paint Eve as a person that's willing to, with no social conventions to really violate, you know, God had to make up something for them to do, to say, you know, I'm not just going to do what I'm told. I'm going to do something that's necessary. Even though it ruins my easy life, exactly what they did. And I don't know if that was, well, we don't really have the full story, but it would be interesting to say, you know, you really have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And Lucifer, for all of his conniving and trying to mess up things, God used it. And you got to become accustomed to that. God uses people for his purposes. Does he reward you handsomely? Yes. A whole other thing toward the whole idea of, hi, you know, Heavenly Father feels like a Sicilian, you know? He's kind of a guy that makes things work. So anyway, and I've seen how this marketing comes up on Facebook. Anyway, so kind of thinking right now if I need to go ahead and trademark the Vigieri. Only costs $250. And then you've got it. I don't know if I style myself kind of after Tolkien. Not terribly big. But we're going to look at this, see how it goes, see how it plays. I think I'm going to go ahead and stop this recording because I want to hear how it sounds. And yada, yada, yada. Anyway, okay. That's it for this recording. Talk to you later.